Oh, hello, humanity. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. Happy, happy New Year. We are broadcasting from beautiful Human Unity, Oroville. Welcome to 2021. And today we are going to talk about what is clown. After all, I am a medical clown. And as I said in the last episode, I have come out of the clown closet. So what does this mean? People sometimes think that clowns are scary, or they're really stupid, they're buffoonish, they're all of that. And yes, we are. But what's really beautiful about clown, and this is my definition of clown is all and all is clown. And when we think about it, clowns have existed in all cultures, in all traditions, for centuries, absolute centuries. And so we have that DNA within each and every single one of us. And so what does that mean? What is that DNA? That DNA is the ability to be present in the here and now, to look at someone deeply in the eyes and know that there is an element of you in this person, just as there is an element of them in you. We are all one. And for centuries, we have been one. When you think of the tarot deck, who does it start with? What does it start with? It starts with the Fool, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. So we are one. And the clown can look at the most mundane and see the extraordinary. A clown is like a baby that can look deep into a flower, be curious about it, and eat it, smell it, take it apart, do everything. The clown can see not only the extraordinary in the mundane, but the mundane in the extraordinary. The clown can see chaos when there is no chaos and can create chaos, but also is that calm within the storm, is just present while everything is chaotic around them. Now, there are different types of clowns, but we all have the same base, and that same base to be a true clown is to be authentic and to be born. When we're born, we're all fresh, we're pure, we're innocent. There is that innocence and that curiosity. And that is the clown. When you look at a baby, you see the pure joy. Even when they're angry and they're crying, there is something, a purpose that's there. A very strong purpose. It might be, I'm hungry and I want to eat now. Or, you know, I wet my diaper, you know, pooped my diapers or whatever, and I'm not comfortable. But they tell you there and then. And so when we think about clown, I want you, it's up to you. I would love for you to go deep inside and say, what is it that I am feeling right now? And does that bring me joy? Does it bring me anger? Does it bring me sadness? Where is that emotion right now, in this time and in this place? And while you're thinking about that, feel it. Feel it deeply in all your chakras. We'll talk about chakras another time, but feel it in the seat of where you're at. And as you breathe it, we're going to do a little bit of Christmas, because we've come out of Christmas laughter and Happy New Year laughter. So we're going to laugh like Santa, we're going to go ho, 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 and then we're going to go ha, 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 ha. So it's like ho, ho for Merry Christmas and ha, ha, we're going into the new year. And so let's try it this way. It's like ho, 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 ha, 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 ha,